Welcome back to Cozy Woman Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. I appreciate you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to find other podcasts that I do, you can check out shanbpodden.com, hashtag CZWMB on Twitter and IG to find more about me and this podcast. This is one of my first podcasts that I've done. I have about 8 podcasts that I've done or I'm currently doing in rotation. So yes, I stay very busy because I want to and I like to. Anyway, today y'all see the title, Mom and Dad, Can We Talk About How I Identify? Because how people identify in 2025 is very important, whether it comes to family, workspaces, personal spaces, or just individually. How people identify is important. And if we're talking about tweens and teenagers, they're identifying with who they are a lot earlier. And the kids are identifying because they are feeling things, they're going through things, and they're learning about themselves. And whether they speak on how they feel about it, how they think about it, we have to acknowledge the fact that mental health is real and important, and it comes with uncontrollable acts that they do. We as parents have to observe how our kids act in the home, and the fact that they may act differently in public without us. We have to be mindful of what our kids wear, what they cover up, what they reveal, and the energy that they give us in the house. We are not roommates to our children, so don't act like roommates to your children. We know that there are 5 stages of adolescence. 13 through 15 years of age is their discovery of self age. The hormones been peaking since 8 through 14. Okay, a lot of parents ignore it, but a lot of parents see it. So if you see it, learn how to address it. I'm not telling you to embarrass your child, but I'm saying to be direct with your child, okay? Being direct doesn't mean being harsh, doesn't mean teasing, it doesn't mean making them feel bad about their bodies changing or their voice changing. It means being the person who has the knowledge to allow them to understand what's happening. And a lot of these teens identify as non-binary, and it's up to you as a parent to learn what that means. Or a transgender. Again, it is up to you as a parent to learn what that means. And if this is a discussion you're ready to have, continue to listen. But if this is a discussion you're not ready to have, and you haven't talked to your teen or your tween about it, please stop listening now. Please stop playing now. Revisit it later. But the knowledge is what beats the ignorance every time. Welcome to Cozy Woman Podcast. We live in a world that holds nothing back. The internet, songs, TikTok, it shows up in our cartoons, it shows up in their movies. Physical and emotional shifts are happening with your teens, whether you like it or not. You can hear the tone of when they speak to you. You can see and feel the moodiness. A lot of times, I don't know if my oldest wants a hug. And when she gives me a hug at random, I have to remind myself to take it and allow it. Because there are going to be many moments where she doesn't want to be around me, where she doesn't want to hug me, and I have to be okay with it. We can hear the talking back. We can hear the moments of them trying to say inappropriate words to us to see if it's okay to do. And the moment you okay it one time, they're going to think it's green light on all the time. Okay, so if you don't want that to be a thing, check it. And a lot of parents don't believe in non-binary or transgender. They don't think that their children can know if they are. They don't feel like children and teens can know what their sexual orientation is. But if you talk to a lot of adults who may identify as being lesbian, or may identify as being bisexual, or may identify as being gay, a lot of them will tell you at what age they knew. And so if the majority of them can tell you what age they knew, that just tells me a lot of these young teens and tweens know. And is it that parents are in denial of what they are saying and what they are showing you? Do you believe gender is a spectrum? Your teen might believe that gender is a spectrum. You need to talk to them about it, not avoid it. Covering up who they are with who you want them to be will not fix who they will become. Let me say that one more time because it was thundering. Covering up who they are with who you want them to be will not fix who they will become. And sometimes a lot of parents go in with a mindset of, let me fix this. How can I fix this? How can I?
Wait. I'm going to keep doing the show. Just give me a minute.
I appreciate y'all for listening. Just so you know, this is not the only show that I do. When you listen to any recording that I do for Shambi Podding, you're supporting all the pods, and I appreciate that. I have 8 podcasts that I push out, all right? Some are not being pushed out right now. Some have content sitting out there for you to press play and listen to, and I appreciate every download and every listen. You can find the podcast on shambipodding.com. You can hashtag shambipodding. On Twitter, it's shambibusy. I have different Twitters for different podcasts, so be mindful of that. You can hashtag triple R. You can find the Real Relationship Rapport being recorded live twice a month on Stereo app. Download it. It's a world, okay? You can find Call Me When You Get Off podcasts on all podcast platforms. She Gets a Pod, the Creator podcast, which is about art and creativity. Loudmouth Stereo is a podcast I used to do with Greg from Young Black and Bothered. It is discontinued, but the content is still out there. So What Page We On Be is with Casey and Kiki and myself, and we read books every season. We're on 19, what is this, the 19th season? Yeah, we're on the 19th season, and we're about to finish a book, and then we'll start a new book at the end of May. You have The Real Relationship Rapport with Dungeon and myself. That's on Stereo app. I have a recording today. Yeah. We have Wear It Right with Shan, which is where I talk about fashion and style. And we have Cozy Womb Podcast, which is my very first podcast that I did, which is talking about parenting. All right. So there's a lot to choose from. I appreciate you all. If you want to figure out how you can support me, you can donate to the link in the show notes. If you just scroll down, you're going to see a donation link for a red circle. I appreciate it. You can buy merch on any of the shops. You can purchase some of the books on shambipodding.com, or you can just retweet a tweet of about the show, repost a link for the show, or a post for the show. Either way, I appreciate you and thank you for listening. And don't forget to do something creatively for yourself today. Now back to the show. I make you go this direction. How can I make you want these type of people? How can I make you? You can't make your teen or your tween do anything. You can only be a guide. You can only provide the knowledge. They have to have their own experience. There's male, female, non-binary, agender, cisgender, gender fluid, bigender, intersex. Like, there's so many things we have to continuously learn as parents. And if we're not open to learning about it, then there's always going to be a level of your child that you cannot reach and you will not connect with. And I think young people should give themselves time, patience with their bodies, mind, and their emotions. To make gender decisions under 18 can be life-changing, in my opinion. And most teens want to come out about who they are. And I want teens to make sure they understand their why and acknowledge their bodies and their thoughts and understand how scary it can be for them to truly connect with their identity that they're connecting with. And if you think your child needs to talk to a professional like a therapist, set that up. Set that up. Because no child wants to disappoint their parents, and it's not always about us. So mentally, check on your child daily, weekly, monthly. You could do breakfast dates, you could do ice cream dates, you could do coffee dates, you could do dinner dates. And ask them, do you want to do therapy? Would you rather talk to someone else and not me? Me personally, I have friends who are straight. I have friends who are lesbian. I have friends who are gay. I have friends who are married. I have friends who are single. And I know what friends I trust to have discussions with my children. And if my child is identifying in a way that connects with this friend that I trust to have a conversation with my child, then I'm going to allow that bridge to happen. But my friend does not get to make parental decisions with my child without my knowledge. There's a respect there. There's a boundary there. So the goal should always be to support them in some way, even if you don't always agree on what they're doing or what they want or what they're saying, but show that you're open to listening and understanding. Because teens wanting to experiment with their gender is normal in 2025. We can't act like it does not exist, but talk to them about it. Talk to them about the safety of themselves. Talk to them about mentally what this may do, what's going to be the results of your behavior. Talk to them about connecting with certain people. Talk to them about being preventative of certain STDs and being aware when they go to parties, being aware of who's a friend, being aware of who's using them, being aware of not being singled out. Okay? Because a child at age 2 can see the difference between a boy and a girl. So don't think that your children do not understand what gender is. And if your child is talking to you about gender, it's up to you to educate yourself on gender. How your child identifies may be the beginning of who they become as an adult. I always have this thing in my mind where I say, I don't want to be the reason my child needs to go to therapy in a negative way. I want to be a parent that my child could come to and talk to me about anything, but I don't get to decide the comfort level of my child to come to me about things. If they think my friend over here is more comfortable to talk to and I trust my friend, I will allow them to talk to them about whatever it is. If they think their uncle is easier to talk to instead of me, I will allow them to talk to their uncle as long as I'm trusting and I have a great relationship with their uncle, where they will respect my mindset as a parent and my guidance as a parent to allow that conversation to happen. You have to have other people in your child's life outside of their dad and you to guide them. So keep good people around you so your kids have a branch of other good people to talk to that are adults, because other kids giving other kids information that's wrong will just lead to more kids having wrong information. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. So wake up and talk to your kids. Acknowledge it. Do not ignore it. Sometimes it's not something you need to fix. Sometimes it's just something you need to understand or be willing to understand. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. Thank you so much for listening to Cozy Womb Podcast. I will be back soon with another one. You can find me at shanbpodden.com, hashtag shanbpodden, hashtag CZWMB, the Cozy Womb Podcast. I appreciate you, and just be a great parent so they can become great adults. That is it. That is all. You don't have to be perfect. Just have to be optimistic about it. Okay? Okay.